Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UKT.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. I'm Kyle Swagger, filling in for Ewan Rankin today. It is Monday, March 14th, 2011. All the technology news from over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Well, as we all know, the iPad 2 was released last Friday, and if you were thinking, you know what, I'm going to wait, I'm going to get one over the weekend, I'm going to wait for the lines to go down, wait for the hype to go down, I'm sorry to tell you, you're going to have to wait about 2 to 3 weeks now to get it. That's right, according to Apple, they've sold out pretty much of everything, the black and the white model, so it looks like you're out of luck, unless, of course, you want to head on over to eBay right now, where they're selling right now for twice the price. Hey, what a deal! Of course, since the iPad 2 has been released, of course, we're seeing a lot of rave reviews about the thing, but we're also seeing some criticism, and a lot has to do with the actual display. We're seeing that yellowing effect like we've seen in the iPhone 4 when it first came out, something about with the manufacturing, the glue has to set or whatever. But now we're also seeing this light kind of peeking through on the iPad LCD. They're saying that when there's like a black screen, this light kind of just creeps in, and you can just see it from all around the edges of the LCD screen. Wonder if this is what Apple meant by light peak. Looks like Twitter is saying no more to third-party apps. According to the growing social network, they're saying that a lot of third-party apps are coming out. They're not doing the Twitter interface justice, and it's just a big mess. So they're saying no more. We're cutting you off. Now, of course, the ones that we are using right now, like on our iPhones, TweetDeck, these kind of things, these are going to stay around. Apparently, they have Twitter's blessings. But if you're developing a new one, it's no to you. Hey, way to go, Twitter. It's these third-party apps that actually made you popular in the first place. Listen up, all of our BagelTech News listeners stateside. Hey, on AT&T, do you use the DSL or the UVerse services? Guess what? You're about to get capped. That's right, DSL users will receive 150 gigabyte cap, while the UVerse users are going to receive 250 gigabytes of cap data. After that, it's going to be $10 per 50 gigabyte limit that you do go over. Hey, you know, it isn't that bad for the over, but come on. To me, this is just a way for AT&T to charge you more. Well, do we all remember the Samsung Galaxy Tab released way back in November of last year for the tune of about $700, you know, $600 to $700 for the thing? But they always promised, don't worry, there's a Wi-Fi version coming. Well, finally, it's arrived. It's actually coming April 4th for the tune of $399. Still a little expensive, but a far cry from the $700 price tag way back in November. What do you get? Pretty much the same thing, just 3G-less and pretty much useless. According to Google, there's no more CR48 laptops left. Of course, this is the laptop that was running the Chrome OS cloud-based computing thing that Google has envisioned and has said that it's going to change the world. Well, there's no more of these laptops left for review, but get ready. The public can expect the partner devices to arrive mid-year. All right, Google, I got a great idea also. In the meantime, Google, just release the OS so we all can try it on our laptops. Congratulations, Windows Phone 7 Marketplace. You have hit 10,000 apps. Yes, only 180,000 more to go to really catch up with the competition. You know, it is amazing. They actually have been adding about 1,000 apps per week since the thing launched. But this is even scarier. There's been more updates for the apps than there actually has been for the actual phone. According to reports, we're hearing Opera 11.10 beta is going to be unveiled at South by Southwest. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, this was supposed to be released last month in February, right? Apparently, they put it off till now. But we're going to be getting CSS3 support by adding multi-column layouts. Also, support for WebP, which is Google's new image protocol, and the Web Open Font format. All I'm hoping for is it's fast, dependable, and it gets us out of this Firefox hell we're in right now. So were you thinking at the breakfast table this morning, I wonder if they'll ever discover Atlantis? Apparently they have. They've discovered the lost city of Atlantis, and it's located in southern Spain. Really? Spain. Yeah, you heard me right. Now, of course, the skeptics are pouring in all over the place. Some say, yeah, maybe. Others say, no way. Hey, if you're not convinced, you can check out the special on the National Geographic Channel called Finding Atlantis. Huh, really? Sounds like a big publicity stunt to me. Molly. A Facebook photo of a stolen 3-carat diamond ring recently helped police solve a jewelry theft. Apparently, rings, some other items were stolen over the weekend, amounting up to about $16,000. And then a friend of the victim's roommate actually saw the thing on the social network site. Now, apparently, underneath the photo, it says, "Look what Robbie gave me. I love him so much." Gee, lady, you got one cheap boyfriend there, but I do hope your love can stay alive behind bars. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at BageltechNews@gmail.com. You can also find us on our network website at BageltechNews.com. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube at BageltechNews. Now, we'll be back with you tomorrow to get you caught up on the past 24 hours of tech news. So until then, have a great day, and thanks for listening.